Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
So, it looks like the coronavirus has made it to Houston. I guess we're all going to die. At least it wasn't Aaron. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the coronavirus. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message, and Voldemort will read it if he so chooses. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates975, you can text the show. You know the number for that. And you want to watch us on Twitch? Well, you know how to do that too. So jump right in. And it's Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Let's have some fun today. Hope everybody's in a good mood. Ready for the end of the world. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
The same.
Good for you.
Yeah. It's kind of a sportsy day.
Okay.
A little Rockets game tonight that's fairly interesting.
Okay.
Got a little UH action tonight.
All right.
And that's about it.
All right, then.
But that's something, right?
That's something.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's conference tournament time.
Yeah,
this for college hoops.
This is where you usually beat the crap out of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been usually beat the crap out of them anyway, but
I already got a little bit for the for one of the early games. So, it's always good to, you know, before you even get into the evening games,
yeah,
to already be up a little bit for the day.
That's a good start.
So shout out Big South Conference for having early games today.
And the
Gardner-Webb running Bulldogs for getting the job done.
It's like when I'm messing around and betting horses during the day on a Saturday to try to build my bankroll for Sam Houston, and you get that big score early, and you're like, okay, let's go.
And I wish someone – I don't want to do this because I don't have the time to do it, but I would bet that – I mean, it's probably Texas and California are the front runners, but there's 353 D1 basketball schools.
Right.
I feel like there's a whole lot of them in North Carolina for some, like an abnormal amount.
Well, that would make sense. I mean, that's kind of basketball country, right? I mean, that's where a lot of it started.
I guess so. But, man, I thought Indiana was the home of basketball, or Kansas was, I don't know. But I thought that, I don't, I'd,
well, I think North Carolina was, I mean, isn't that where, I mean, a lot of,
I think that's where they invented flight, like the airplane, the Wright brothers.
Okay, well,
that's different.
That's like dunking.
Well, a little bit.
Because you have to take off and then land. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's very similar. So, maybe that's what it is. They do seem to have a lot of schools there. But, oh, well, it's basketball country.
I guess so.
You know they all suck at football. So.
Yeah, that ain't a lie.
So, how many plays would you say you have going on just today?
Oh, you're going to make me look bad.
No, I'm not.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven,
and you can
eight.
Okay, that's a light day.
And that's not counting the one that I already had.
Yeah. Okay. So nine plays. That's not bad. That'll keep you busy.
Yeah.
Aaron, are you alive in there?
I am fine.
Okay. So what was
going on?
Leprosy.
A sinus infection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Infection.
My throat was scratchy and. Especially doing the job we do, I couldn't talk very well yesterday. So I knew if I brought that in here, it would not be good.
It's not any different than any other day in there. I'm just kidding.
That's why I'm quiet.
Well, good to have you back. And
but whatever, you know, if it was coronavirus, I survived. Whatever antibodies I have, use it to make a cure.
There you go.
I'm kind of the opinion that if we're all going to get it, I'd rather just get it now and get it out of the way. Do my best to kill that thing with alcohol.
Right.
Because that's the best approach, right?
If
it's going to kill me, okay, fine. What good's another couple of months of me wandering around waiting to get coronavirus going to do me? I'd rather just get in, get out, be done. It's kind of how the world works.
Yeah.
I'm kind of ADD when it comes to this
stuff. If you're going to die, die early.
Well, if I'm going to get the damn disease, let's just get it. But apparently we have two cases now in Harris County.
I think they're both old people, though.
Yeah, well, that doesn't bode well for them.
You mean for you guys?
I'm not putting myself in the old list yet, okay?
All right.
I mean, I'm not middle-aged anymore, but I'm not really old.
I mean, isn't there young, middle-aged, and old?
No, I think that's oversimplifying.
So
this isn't like first down, second down, third down, fourth down.
So you're
down.
In like a gray area between middle-aged and old. What would you call that? Advanced middle age?
No, I would call it more mature. Oh, no, that's a horrible word for me. Never mind.
Are you like a medium well? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm kind of medium well. Somebody said Ohio is the birthplace of flight in the Wright brothers.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, Dayton. But didn't they fly? I thought they flew in North Carolina.
Yeah, I don't remember my flight history.
I don't know. So. Isn't Kitty Hawk? Is it?
I thought that Kitty was
Hawk's that was the North- plane.
Oh, okay. You what now?
I think that was the plane.
No, that's the town where.
I thought a Kitty Hawk was a term for a pedophile.
No.
Well, so I'm misinformed. It happens. It's not the first time. Oh man. What else is going on? What non-sports stuff do you got going today?
Non-sports? I don't know. I mean, I've got a bunch of coronavirus talk, but I'm almost kind of coronavirused out. I don't know how much
we may
more.
Have to pace ourselves with it because, you know,
it's going
to
be around for a while.
Yeah, and well, it's starting to affect sports stuff.
Yeah. I had a... These are almost... Well, one of these is almost a dumbass report. Another one's just... ridiculous. You know, sometimes I like to point out these mega pastors and the way that they try to fool people into giving them money.
Yeah.
I got one of those stories today. Are you familiar with Franklin Graham?
I'm not. Is he any relation to Billy Graham?
I think it's his son.
Ah. Because Billy Graham was actually kind of a, you know, as far as moneymakers go, was actually seemed to be a pretty decent dude.
Well, Franklin Graham, they're doing cleanup in Nashville, well, in Middle Tennessee or outside of Nashville. This is like Putnam County, so it's not the county that Nashville's in, but in the area. While searching and helping sort through debris, someone stumbled across something that was nearly untouched. It was a Bible. There's not a page gone in this Bible.
Okay.
It's a family Bible.
Wait, is that a thing that people tear pages out of Bibles?
Well, I think they thought maybe the tornado would have torn some pages out. But because this Bible survived, Franklin Graham says this is a miracle. And, I mean, it's... While it's nice that the Bible survived, and maybe that is a good sign, Bibles tend to be more replaceable than homes.
Yeah.
So, like, if I had to lose one, I would hope that God would take my Bible and spare my home. But in this case, the home was taken, the Bible was spared. So, a little bit, but it's a miracle. According to Franklin Graham.
He is the son of Billy Graham.
Okay. Well, all I know is that what's-his-face, the big-time scumbag, is trying to sell coronavirus.
Yeah, the food bucket guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim Baker. Listen to me. Y'all need to get this special lotion that'll keep you from getting coronavirus. It only costs $6,000 a bottle, and the bottle is enough for you and a family of three. If you have four and you only have $6,000, then that's God's way of telling you, you got a decision to make. Who's the most unholy in your house? Do you have a gay son? If so, now maybe this is God's way of telling him this isn't right. We've only got enough protection for three, and you're living in sin. The only thing that you can do is kill that boy. Let the coronavirus take him. Now, for me, as for me, on my jet, soaring high above, the coronavirus cannot reach me here, and God designed it that way. But what I can't do is keep this jet in the air without your generosity. So if you're saying, Jim, Father Baker, I only have enough money to either buy the coronavirus repellent that I'm selling, or I can give a donation to keep your plane in the air. Well, God's already spoken. He wants my plane to fly. And you'll be making a great sacrifice. And your reward is right there in heaven.
That pretty good? That's pretty good, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I wonder if that guy's miracle water will work. Have you seen those commercials? They're like the worst. It's they've had people go on there and talk about, I bought the miracle water, and 2 days later, I got a $35,000 check. You know, so the implication is you go and buy this miracle water for $39.99, and then something good will happen to you.
Yeah.
It's like, man, what a scam. And we got to get into that, man. We need to come up with some kind of blitz thing that we can sell and guarantee people that it's going to make their life better, but it's really just a scam.
Yeah.
And we'll tell them it's a scam, and if they give it, and they'll give us some money anyway, because that's how these things work. Somebody said,
hey, man, you know what will protect you? Arkansas milk. That's right. Coleman milk is coronavirus proof, man. I've heard it.
I was listening to them on the way over. It's pretty funny. Somebody says, how about this weather? Amazing. You should do the show outside. Yeah.
Is amazing. I can see it all from up here in my Jesus-appointed plane. But the fuel level is low. Please Venmo me at jim-baker.money immediately, or God will strike you down with the coronavirus.
All right. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN's your number. Happy Thursday. Hope you're avoiding the coronavirus. I always thought it'd be fun to start our own church and then, you know, obviously make enough to buy an airplane because that's what these guys do.
Right.
But then
you got to get that.
But then just basically
have, otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah. But then have big parties for all the, you know, all of our congregants with a lot of beer and a lot of whiskey.
Right.
And somebody mentioned that the coronavirus closed the Lord's healing waters. Slappy says, isn't that what the healing place is for?
I guess so.
I mean, kind of. And overwhelmingly positive response to your Jim Baker. And there, of course, there's one guy out of about 30 that doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it?
This is terrible radio.
Why? If you don't like what I've got to say, then you don't like Jesus. You notice the last person that went against me, Elizabeth Warren. That Jezebel was for the gays. And guess what happened to her now? She's gone. She was trying her damnedest to take away President Donald J. Trump's job. A holy man. Second only to the Pope. And maybe myself. But my God, we cannot let it happen. You know we can't. Donald Trump was appointed by Jesus.
Oh, man. I could just sit here and listen to this all day.
And if you want him to stay in charge, you need to send me your rent money now. God will find new ways to pay your rent without money. You don't need money anymore. Give it to me.
I'm glad that guy doesn't like it. I don't care.
Everybody else does, so. That's just that, but that's radio, right? We'll do something that 99 people love and one person hates, and then we'll do stuff that 99 people hate and one person loves. Yeah. So, you know, just stick around, Mr. I don't like this because at some point we'll do something you like. So that commercial I was talking about is called Miracle Spring Water.
Okay.
And it's some guy named Peter Popoff. Peter Popoff Ministries. So, Aaron, when you get a chance, see if you can pull the audio for that commercial. Just play a little bit of it.
I'm trying to find a clean version because the only thing I've seen are people like taking video of their TVs playing it. I'm guessing he doesn't allow anybody to put the actual recorded version on a streaming service.
Well, I mean, it's out there. I mean, that it's usually when I'm watching like Law and Order reruns that this thing pops up. So, speaking of which, I finished Altered Carbon today. Season 2, and it's really interesting to me that critics loved it and the people hated it. I think the people liked the guy who played him in the first year better is why.
Oh, they changed the main character?
Well, it's kind of a long story how it works.
Gross.
But it's very Matrix-ish where you change, your consciousness goes into different bodies.
I don't think I'll like that.
Well, it's science fiction, so I don't know. I think it's probably not up your alley, but I thought it was pretty cool, and I thought the ending was terrific, so I liked it. I think season 2, really good. But the guy who played Falcon / new Captain America was the main character in this one.
Okay.
And I thought I enjoyed it. It's only 8 episodes, but I haven't seen whether or not they've renewed it for season 3. So, Bryce says, love the song you guys just came back from commercial with. Reminds me of playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater on PlayStation as it was on the soundtrack. Good memories. Thanks. And Slappy says, please don't retire Jim Baker like you retired the mouse. We didn't really retire the mouse. The mouse just hasn't made an appearance.
The mouse isn't in the news regularly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was such a crazy story.
Yeah, it was. Timmy the mouse. What are the odds we get a face off?
Don't you dare talk to your brother that way.
God. Oh, man. So what are the odds of getting a face-off between Jim Baker and Bob Arum? Oh, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. So I know you're spreading money all over the world on basketball tonight, but are you going to, you know, watch your Rockets and Clippers?
Yeah, I'll probably check in a little bit. That's, like I said, it's one of the games that are interesting to me. I mean, there's not many Rockets games that interest me right now, so that's one that I'll probably take.
It's one of those games we talked about earlier in the week. It's a prove yourself game.
Yeah,
and you see where you match up against a legitimate title contender, and we don't get a lot of these games during the season,
right?
And that's the thing. So, like, I could give a rat's ass about Rockets Knicks, but this is one I'll pay attention to. So. Zach T wants me to ask you about Army minus 3 tonight.
You could have got it at 1, which kind of makes me want to play it less at 3. I think Army wins, so if you're comfortable with 3, that's fine. Lafayette, I forget it's not Louisiana, so it's Lafayette, without their best player. They've just been not very good at all. So I don't hate it. I wouldn't play the other side.
What's the number on UConn?
This morning it was minus 2. Ooh, at UConn.
Okay, that's not enough for me to take UConn.
UConn's they've been hot.
Yeah, and on the road is a totally different team than what they are at Fertitta Center. But that's not enough points for me to take the other side. 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. I've got a lot of little football things,
yeah,
that we can get to. Although I kind of want to do a whole segment on Deshaun Watson because that's what I heard on the way over, an entire segment.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, he's a good quarterback. He ain't the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, though.
He's got some guy with him who I don't know, I've never heard of, but they call him Show.
I don't know what
he's
that
been
is.
Doing. I don't either, but I'm just trying to keep up with the competition since, you know, trying to figure out how to pound those guys into the ground again.
Yeah.
So I also have a very weird story that kind of plays off what I was talking about with the TV show, and I'll probably save that for sometime at 5 o'clock, but maybe the world isn't what it seems.
Okay.
It's funny, though. I'm just going to make a plea to the people. We got coronavirus trying to kill us. We've got asteroids coming within 3 million miles of us trying to kill us. We got natural disasters. Can we all just be nice to each other for a couple months and see if we live through all this?
That'd be nice.
Like till April 29th when the asteroid doesn't kill us, then we can all go back to being jerks to each other.
Okay. I'm down with that.
What do you think? Aaron, you in?
Yep.
Let's just be nice.
And then once we get to you know, the election time, like September, October, we can really start firing it back up with the hatred, right?
Right, assuming we're still here.
Right.
And
cuz that's my favorite time of year.
Oh, mine too. You're like this guy, that makes you thus. And Steven says, hey, this guy hasn't tried to kill us in a while here. Yeah, but you know what happened when the last time we had a beautiful day like this? We had to boil water.
Right.
Everything's trying to kill us right now. That's why we all need to be team human. Yeah, let's all get on the same side here so that when the coronavirus tries to kill us, at least we'll be able to fight back. Or we'll all die in the same hospital. Just a thought. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We're going to take a quick break, get some football stuff when we come back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Hey, switch my whip, came back in black, I'm starting saying recipes to my scarf.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It has always been to be in health and to prosper. And he's using the Miracle Spring Water to do just that.
I did use the Miracle Spring Water. And a few days later, hallelujah, I received a check from my employer for over $4,000.
And I called and ordered the Miracle Spring Water, and you told me I was going to get $14,000. You told me when I was going to get it, and I received it.
Say, send for the spring water, and that it will break through. And I tell you, a check came in the mail for 100 G's. Now my house is paid for.
And God has blessed me with over $25,000.
Let me send you your free packet of Miracle Spring Water. It's absolutely free, no obligation. Take a moment to jot down the number on your screen and call now. I'll send you your Miracle Spring Water absolutely free without any obligation. You're next in line for a miracle.
Yeah, the only obligation is you have to give them all your information.
Yeah.
And Aaron brought me this guy's webpage. It looks like something somebody did as a high school project. But you can donate.
Yeah.
Yeah. A seed faith donation for $17.99. And put your credit card info on there. Boy, this is not a website I'd put my card info on, even if it was something I wanted to order. Yeah, that's the Peter Popoff Ministries. So there you go, if you're interested. A lot of people want to know where they can get your basketball picks. Tell them.
Pregame.com. That's where they all are.
Yep. Somebody said, saw some roughneck lids at the Academy in Baytown.
Okay.
So there you go.
They're getting around. I'm telling you. I was at the Dick's by my house, and they were all in there.
Cool.
So.
Cool. Slappy said, y'all snuck that milk commercial in there. Genius. That was Aaron. That was all Aaron. He did that. So.
I like keeping that in my back pocket for when I need it.
And somebody says, if everybody's being nice to each other, does that mean you're not going to be mean to your listeners like you always are?
When were we mean to our listeners?
We're not mean to our listeners. We're mean to individual listeners who are dumb or useless or have nothing to add. But everybody, we love 95% of them. And I even love the bad ones because sometimes it gives us some material. So, yeah, and that's I'm not going to call anyone a dickweed unless they deserve it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that it can't be helped. I promised you some football news, if you would like.
I always enjoy football news.
Okay. Apparently, the Dolphins are going to go after a bunch of Patriots free agents.
Okay.
Which I would guess makes sense, right? Because that's where he's from. And they're, you know, yet another Belichick guy. So, you know, I was thinking about this coaching tree thing. Like, Belichick's got his coaching tree. Hasn't really worked out. Andy Reid's seems pretty good, but we don't know yet. Jury's still out on Matt Nagy. The O'Brien coaching tree is Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's a branch. It's not even a tree. Also, the Jags, who they traded A.J. Bouye. And somebody had asked, why weren't the Texans in on that? I think, you know, they were willing to let him walk once. I don't think they're going to trade a draft pick for him to get him back. And I think, from what I understand, if they go after Christopher Harris and get him, that would be an upgrade. But apparently they're looking to trade whatever they can to get as many picks as they can. So it's tear down time in Jacksonville. And it really does seem like they just want to get away from everything Tom Coughlin did.
Maybe so. I mean, it doesn't seem like... I mean, think about it. 2 years ago, they were so close.
Well, yeah.
We were talking about them coming into last season being maybe the team to beat in that division.
Well, because you kind of thought, okay, here's an upgrade to Nick Foles.
I mean, to Bortles. Yeah, like all...
From Bortles, yeah.
Yeah, you basically... You said, man, this Jacksonville team is literally a decent quarterback away from being a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah. Because they had a great defense. They had a Fournette with a good running game.
And then it couldn't have gone worse. And now, mind you, Nick Foles getting hurt didn't help any cause. But
no.
Gardner Minshew, you have to, whatever you think of him, I mean, he did an admirable job as a backup.
You got as much out of him as you could have expected.
Yet the whole season still felt like a massive disappointment. So... And now they don't know if they believe in Nick Foles. I mean, it is a mess. That is a really, it suddenly looks like a really poorly run organization.
They're apparently fielding calls about Calais Campbell, Andrew Norwell, Brandon Linder.
So basically anybody on their team who's
anybody
good.
Who can play. They're dolphining it.
Oh, boy.
So is this a tank for Lawrence?
It's a tank for Tua. Oh, wait. Oh, damn.
No, Trevor Lawrence.
No, that is, but I think I don't think they're going to be alone in that endeavor. I think there's going to be a few teams that are in that mix.
But they're also hoping to move Nick Foles and go with Gardner Minshew, but good luck. I don't know how anybody...
Nick Foles' contract is almost unmovable.
Yeah, but if they do get rid of Norwell, Lindor, and Campbell, that would clear $14.5 million, $8 million, and $17.5
million.
So... And yeah, if you keep dumping off all your players, you can move to London, and nobody in Duval is going to complain. So 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And there's a couple of other little things. Oh, I don't know if you saw this. Hal Mummies, the offensive coordinator for the Dallas Renegades. Did you see the play where he got ran into on the sideline? He wound up breaking his leg.
No, I didn't know that.
He coached the rest of the game with a broken leg.
It's a hard man.
Hey, I've always been a Hal Mummy fan. He was one of the original Air Raid guys, and he's also, you know, the hair is glorious. But that's pretty badass. Break your leg and just stand there. And
that's hardcore.
Yeah, yeah. Got a betting story for you too. I wanted to get to before we get too deep into the show.
All right.
Did you have you ever heard of Parlay Pats?
I hadn't before today.
Me either. His name is Benjamin Tucker Pats. He's 23 years old. All right. There have been times when you've probably been upset with teams or players or You know, you got moosed on a bet. And I see this at the track all the time. Somebody loses a race. Oh, I would kill that jockey. No, you don't want to really kill that jockey. But this guy actually made real threats to athletes and their family members through anonymous Instagram accounts. In many messages, he threatened to enter the athletes' homes and behead them or their family members.
Oh, boy.
Some of the threats also contained derogatory terms and racial slurs. Tampa Bay lost. Okay, first off, this is part of his problem. He's betting baseball. They lost a home baseball game last July to the Chicago White Sox. An account linked to Pats later sent threatening Instagram messages to four players for the Rays and one player for the White Sox. Your family will be beheaded, said one of the messages.
Not wise, guys.
FBI investigators said they found online articles that claimed he recently won more than $1 million by wagering on sports events. But over the past year, he sent threatening messages through social media. After losing $10,000 by betting on the Rams to win last year's Super Bowl, he sent messages to two players on the game's winning team, the New England Patriots, claiming that he would rape and murder their families. When I was 23, I probably didn't handle losing very well, but I mean, this is a bit much, right?
Yeah. Listen, you got to, it's one thing to, and I don't even like it when people at the athletes on Twitter and like bleep talk, especially college athletes. It's a joke, but I mean, now it's different if they do something stupid off the court.
Right.
Then I think it's open season to clown on those guys. But if a guy doesn't win a game or, you know, plays poorly, it's one thing to be mad about it. It's another to threaten their life. That's probably crossing a line.
Somebody asked what Foles dead money would be. Are you ready for this? For 2020, $33 million in dead money.
It's too damn high.
And if they hang on to him in 2020 and get rid of him next year, that number drops to $12,500,000 with a $14 million cap savings. There's no savings, obviously, if they do it this year. And if you can make it all the way to 2022, it's only $6,250,000.
Yeesh.
So, yeah, that's going to be a tough, tough contract to move.
Yep.
And you're going to have to do something like the Texans did with Osweiler, the ostrich. And you're going to have to give up a draft pick to get him to go to a team that has that actually has some cap room. That's the only way to get rid of him.
It's one of those, man, it sucks, but it's what we got to do.
Yeah, well, and it'll be interesting to see if that becomes kind of a thing, because it really hasn't been a thing in the NFL. I mean, I'll give the Texans a little credit. That was, you see trades to take on salary all the time, and you give something up in other sports,
but, right?
So we'll have to see how that plays out. All right. Somebody asked, didn't AJ at Kyler Murray at A&M? He didn't threaten to kill him though. He just said he was short, and he didn't add him.
Someone else added him.
Yeah,
I didn't add him.
All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A little late hits action tonight with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock, followed by the Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore. Squeeze in a call real quick. Luis, what's up? Hello, Luis.
Hey, how you guys doing? Sports, guys.
Sports to you, Luis.
I wanted to talk about the collective bargaining agreement with the CBA. I know that they're talking about possibly giving an extra $20 to $25 million, if I'm not mistaken, for teams if it does get signed? And how do you guys think that's going to affect a lot of these free agents and cap casualties coming into next year?
I mean, I don't know that it'll affect them much. I mean, teams kind of look at it the same. I mean, it means that one team, the team that has the guy, has a little bit more to spend, but so does every other team. So I don't think upping the salary cap really affects much.
Yeah, in terms of where guys go and who stays and who goes. I think,
I mean, there are some instances where a guy would be like, I really want to stay here. This is my value. And the team's like, oh, we just can't do it because of the cap. Like there's that's probably a rare instance, though. Normally, if a team wants a guy that bad, they make it work with the cap. But yeah, I don't think it'll have too much of an effect.
Yeah, I just, until I actually see it, it's really hard for me to, and that's the thing. That's why I've kind of stayed away from CBA talk, because I just don't know what it's going to look like.
Right.
I mean, there've been things leak, but that doesn't mean they're getting approved. It doesn't mean it's going to go through. So when it goes through and we know more details, then be able to have an educated opinion on it, or at least an opinion, not necessarily educated, but it's better than just speculating here, because all we know for this year is the cap's going to go up over $200 million. That's really all the information we have. And for Roughneck fans, there's a Roughneck preview up on Sports Map a lot with a lot of other good stuff. There's a video about that too. Were you in on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, where the Roughnecks and the XFL.
Oh, no, I wasn't on that
one. Okay. Yeah, because that one's been up as well. And there's a fun column from Paul Muth on, kind of playing off the Spike Lee thing about the sideline untouchables for Houston.
Are there any?
Well, you have to read the column.
Okay.
There's more than I would have thought. So, somebody asked, would Foles to the Bears make sense?
I mean, it makes sense for the Jags. If the Jags can unload him, it makes sense. Foles is making, when you look at quarterbacks' salaries compared to what they've done, Nick Foles is near the top of the out of whack list.
Yeah. I mean, in a vacuum, yeah, that would make sense for the Bears. Bring somebody in to compete with Trubisky. But in the
I'd rather bring in a new young guy.
I mean, there's going to be cheaper veterans available that'll give you the same thing, theoretically.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that Teddy Bridgewater is going to make the same money Nick Foles does?
Ooh, yeah, he might. It depends. I mean, it kind of comes down to how this whole market plays out.
And the other thing about Nick Foles is, if you buy into Nick Foles, he's not an unrestricted free agent until 2023. That's too long for me to be committed to Nick Foles.
Well, we went over the numbers last segment. You're basically committing to 2 years before you can dump him at a reasonable number.
Right.
So, I mean, if you were willing to do that, but I just think at this point, not gonna happen. So, we'll see. I mean, I think, but if I'm the Bears, I want to see what happens with these moving parts first. And maybe Cam Newton's floating around. Maybe somebody like that you want to bring in to compete. And if not, then go draft somebody. And it's also, this is part of the problem. And I always, when you've traded up and invested as much capital as you did in Mitch Trubisky.
It is
hard at this stage to say, you know what? It's time to punt.
Yeah.
What you hope is that the light comes on this year and because he shows flashes, like a lot of guys. He shows flashes. He looks the part. I mean, if you just line up guys who look like quarterbacks, he definitely does. It's just not really translating into results. And I would not be surprised if it's a head coach change before it's a quarterback change.
I think so, too.
So, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says, keep Foles and Dalton away from my Bears. I'd rather draft a guy. I don't know that you can invest another first-round pick, though. That seems, and it just seems too soon to me.
Well, I mean, you're the one who always says keep drafting one until you find one.
True.
But you've essentially given up already multiple draft picks for Trubisky, so.
Yeah, I mean, but I think if I'm drafting one, I'm looking for more of a project guy.
You know what though? Let me say this. If I were to be in the market for another quarterback that's not Trubisky, and I'm looking to make a trade, I'd talk to the Carolina Panthers about Cam Newton long before I'd talk to the Jags about.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got 1 year left of Cam Newton. I think the upside of Cam Newton is infinitely greater than it is of Nick Foles. So that's the way I'd be looking. And they're the same age.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot depends. Where does Phillip Rivers land? Where does Brady land? And if Brady lands in San Francisco, does Garoppolo go to, you know? Yeah, it's there's so many moving parts to this. I still think in the end, somebody's not going to get paid.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think there's enough spots out there for Teddy Bridgewater.
For everybody to get these big contracts.
So, let's try Slappy. What's up, Slappy?
Hey, guys. I know it's Thursday, but I wanted to ask you an odd question, a late one. Okay, we saw the Knicks beat the BHs. We saw them beat the Gades. What are the odds the Drags are going to be a trap game?
I don't know enough about it to know if it's a trap game. It seems like the Roughnecks are much better than the Dragons.
Well, the only thing I would be scared of if I'm a Neck fan of the Drags is that when they put PGA Daniels in at quarterback, they scored on every possession.
Yeah.
Against the team that I have, my number one power-rated team in the league. So that would make me a little bit nervous. But it's not a trap game because next week they play at New York, and New York's not very good.
No.
So I think they'll win, but I think a lot depends on who winds up playing quarterback for him. And by the way, Jim Zorn's a pretty awful head coach.
How dare you?
So
I'm just fading LA every week. That's my move.
Yeah. Well, that's not a horrible move.
They suck.
They are pretty bad. And they went in as favorites last week and lost to your Guardians.
I know.
713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. I'm having fun with this. It's something different, and it's, you know, I'm following it closely enough to feel like I at least have some educated bets on it.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're going to win, but I also, like we were talking about last week, where I was going to be all over Dallas, and I know this sounds counterintuitive, but it goes from 1 to 4.5. With Houston favored like an hour before the game. And believe it or not, that scared me off.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, wait a minute, somebody knows something here for that big of a move this close to the game. And turns out they were right. Although I still feel like if you bet on Dallas, you were on the right end of that. It just, you know, 5 turnovers and things of that nature, including one at the 1 yard line with 2 minutes left. That was just a fantastic play. What are you going to do?
Yep.
But your Wildcats -2.5 at home against the Vipers. You've also been fading the Vipers. How do you see this one now that you're taking two teams you've had to fade the whole time?
I think I have to go with the Vipers.
I think the fact that they learned how to run the football last week and beat the crap out of your DC Defenders.
The Defenders also terrible.
They're back at home where they're 2-0, but they're getting 5 points from Battlehawk. I wish it was still 3.5, but I'm all over Battlehawk.
Okay.
Guardians are getting 7.5 against the Renegades at Dallas. No Landry Jones. He's apparently broken.
That's tough. 7.5. I don't because of the 1-2-3 point conversion thing, I don't even know if 7's like a key number.
Right. I'm not really treating it like a key number because really 6 is the key number because when you miss the extra points.
Doesn't it seem like the Battlehawks and the Roughnecks are good and everybody else kind of sucks?
Yeah, I actually think Dallas is pretty decent. I mean, their only 2 losses have been to those 2 teams. They're a step below those 2, but I think those are your 2 best teams. Everybody else is And your Necks are 12.5-point favorites over the Dragons.
It's funny, the way the XFL shows their standings, instead of point differential, it does touchdown differential.
Yeah.
There's 3 teams with a plus touchdown differential. The Battlehawks, +4. Roughnecks, +5. The LA Wildcats are +2.
I think
I don't know how that is. They, I mean,
well, I think
they're 1-3.
They had that one blowout game though.
I guess so.
Where they scored 36 points.
Yeah, 12 touchdowns, 4-10 against.
Yeah, and they their losses have been pretty close for the most part until they went to somebody says you can use a second or third round pick on Jordan Love or Anthony Gordon. I think Jordan Love's going a lot higher.
I think Jordan Love's going to go in the first round.
Yeah, and especially after the combine, people were falling in love with him. Well, I'll tell you who else you're going to fall in love with if you need a lawyer. My man, Lawyer Dave. What's going on, Dave?
Well, just back in the office after another victory in trial over one of the insurance company in-house lawyer groups. So I'm feeling good for getting some justice for somebody that deserved it.
No, you're just like the Roughnecks, man. All you do is win, win, win.
Well, I'm not as tough as those guys, but I do my doggone best in the courtroom. I assure you of that.
Well, if somebody's been in an accident, and it doesn't matter what kind of car accident, 18-wheeler, industrial, or they've had hospital negligence, tell them what they should do.
They better dial Dave at 713-626-8900. Houston-based lawyer David Mestermaker, that's me. We had a couple of guys call today, as a matter of fact, that are blitzers and had one question that I could help with. One question, I sent them in another direction.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You don't charge for the consultations, and if somebody calls you and you can't handle it, you'll send it to somebody who can.
That's absolutely right. I mean, I love this job. I feel that I am privileged to have this job. I'm glad to give my time for any kind of legal question to anybody that has one. And if I can't help them, like you said, Fred, I'll send them to somebody who can.
And you don't get paid a dime until they win. And if they need medical attention, then they can't afford it, what do they do?
Well, they better dial Dave again because we'll get them to a doctor without any money up front, and we take this ride together. I gamble with my blitzer buddies. So when we win together. And if we lose, they don't owe me a penny.
All right, tell them how to get in touch with you.
Hit me up at 713-626-8900. Or LawyerDave.com or LawyerDave Law is my Twitter handle, or by all means, get a hold of my buddy Fred and he'll hook it up.
All right. They need a lawyer. What do?
They better dial Dave.